Hey, this is Kate, and I'm Corrine, and this is episode 13 of The Gayest Show on Birth. This episode of The Gayest Show on Birth is sponsored by Episona, makers of an advanced sperm quality test. So whenever anybody talks about sperm, they always talk about the sperm count, but sperm quality is important too.
Poor sperm can lead to poor embryo development, but Episona makes it possible to test the quality of the sperm before you spend thousands of dollars on IVF or other fertility treatments. This is especially important if you're using a sperm donor like we are.
The best part of the Episona test is that you don't even need a doctor. You can order the kit online and use it at home.
To try it out for yourself, visit www.episona.com. That's EPISONA.com. Or find the link on the resources page on our website, gayestshowonbirth.com.
And fans of the show can get 10% off using coupon code BIRTH10.
Woohoo!
Yay! Happy New Year!
Happy New Year!
Happy January 2nd, because our show comes out on Tuesdays, which is January 2nd.
Yep.
But right now, it's January 1st.
It's the 1st, yeah.
New Year, new us. New Year, same us, because we're on our couch.
I mean, we've never really been resolution people.
I mean, in my mind, I'm like, I'm going to do so many things this year. And then in actuality, that never happens. Life-changing things, like go to the gym more and like do whatever, but
yeah,
whatever.
Although scrolling back through all my camera roll in my attempt to do that Instagram story business everyone was doing, I forgot we did so many things this past year.
Right. When you were doing it today and then you were like, oh my God, we went to Vegas. And I was like, literally, we did?
Yeah.
It was about a year ago.
In January.
Like, I know.
The second week of January.
So we went to Vegas. We went to Israel again this year for my cousin's wedding.
Went to Reno.
We went to Reno for my acapella group member's wedding. We went to a lot of weddings. What else? We just started this.
We started this.
Oh, yeah. By the way, we had our IVF thing.
We had our first wedding anniversary.
Uh-huh. In Reno.
In Reno.
And here we are. Now it's 1 year later, and it's now 2018.
Yeah. It's crazy. But yeah, I was really surprised. I was like, oh, yeah, I forgot we went to Israel.
Right. Even though that was actually not that long ago. Yeah. I feel like the years are broken up in, like, the trip, or like,
yeah,
the trips that we take. So it was like Vegas, Israel, Santa Cruz, Reno, Santa Cruz. Here we are.
Yes.
The end.
Basically. The end. Goodbye.
Goodbye. So let's see what happened last week. Last week we left you guys with kind of a cliffhanger. So Kate's been having some symptoms. She's had some cramping.
Well, mostly you've been having symptoms.
So this is no joke. And I know that you're joking about it and you think that it's not a true thing, but I wake up every morning feeling a little bit nauseated.
Well, maybe you should send your doctor a message.
I know. I think I should, but it only lasts for
talk to the acupuncturist.
It only lasts for like a few minutes.
I know. I still think it's either something with like your heartburn or you're hungry or you're thirsty.
But it doesn't feel like any of those things. Like, it actually is like nausea in my tummy.
I know. Well, I think you should.
You don't think that it's like morning sickness?
No, I know it's not morning sickness.
Because
also,
I'm not
morning
pregnant.
Sickness is a misnomer. And people generally aren't sick purely in the morning. They're sick all day.
Well, I'm sick purely in the morning. So I'm calling it literal morning sickness.
You should just message your doctor.
Oh, well, I
because
guess
I'm
that
sure
would be the easy
everyone,
way out. I would
now
like
that
to just
you brought
Google
it up, like, how many weeks in a row?
Well, I want everybody to feel sympathy for me and give me suggestions.
Corrine likes
to
talk about her symptoms.
I mean, I think
and then
emailing,
doesn't like to actually follow
I think
through.
Emailing my doctor is the easy road, and instead I can just, like, stay up all night Googling what's wrong with me.
And complaining to me about it.
Wow. Okay. Anyway, so last week we realized that the two-week wait... The TWW, as
T-W-W.
All the forums say, it was really hard. Ours wasn't even 2 weeks. Ours was 10 days.
11.
Oh, 11, right, because of Christmas. And then we went to CVS, and we had to refill Kate's prescription for some stuff. And we walked out with, like, 4 pee on a stick tests.
Well, we got 2 boxes.
2 boxes. One
of them
had
different
3
tests
in them. And one of them had 2 in them. 2 different
ones.
One
was a fancy one that was like, pee on this plain stick first. And then if it's positive, pee on this digital test.
Right. Pee on this Instagram worthy stick second. I think that's what that's for.
Yeah.
And well, it's a little bit more, or it's not as sensitive.
It's not as sensitive.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. And then the other ones were like generic CVS.
So we decided that we would pee on the sticks.
Yeah. Which I think we agreed we did mention last week.
Yeah. We once we record our episode, we don't go back and listen to it.
I know,
it,
and then people talk to us about it. And like, well, no, we both listen
to
it.
No, we'll listen to it like the next day.
But then I listen to it when it comes out on Tuesday with everybody else. And then like...
mostly to make sure that there's no like glaring errors that we have to run back.
Since we like self-produce this. Somebody asked us... oh, I think it was David, my friend Carolyn's boyfriend. Hey, David, you get a shout out 2 weeks in a row.
Oh my gosh.
He's like, who's producing your pod? And I was like, hello, me.
Right. We're like, you should see our setup. It's... two microphones and two computers and
me.
Kate's computer has GarageBand.
Yeah.
And we, you know, I mean, this is episode 13. And in the beginning of this thing, remember we were sitting in that weird position in our bedroom?
Oh, yeah. It was like so
around
dumb.
The corner from each other.
Well, those first mics we had needed... a studio. It needed like a padded room.
Yeah, padded room for our insanity. And then now we're just sitting on the couch lounging because we are now experts and professionals and we don't need a sound booth.
Yeah,
we don't need
these mics
a producer.
Are much better.
And we just have good mics.
I mean, I would love if we were like an NPR pod and got to be in a sound booth with a producer, but here we are.
But then we wouldn't, yeah. Well,
we're in our pajamas.
Every day, though, I feel like we made a really good decision not to make this a video podcast.
Oh, God.
Because
no.
I look like a hot disaster right
now.
I
look terrible.
This weekend, we went to Friends of the Family, or not Friends of the Family, a really good friend of ours. Her family owns a house in Santa Cruz. And so the Santa Cruz trip that we took in July, we kind of recreated it with the same group of people. This past weekend, minus Kate, couldn't really party because...
oh, wait. Oh, that's how you're doing it?
I guess so.
Wow.
Well, let me backtrack. We decided last
spoiler
week...
spoiler alert.
Spoiler. Please skip ahead. We decided last week that we were going to pee on the stick on day 9.
I'm going to stop this and we're going to like re-record it.
Totally blew
it. And we couldn't sleep, which everybody... I think we already told everybody this. We couldn't sleep. And I just got up and went and peed on a stick.
At 2 in the morning.
2:30 in the morning.
And it was...
immediately was positive.
It was like, didn't even wait.
And as we've mentioned in the forums before, there is another acronym that gets thrown around a lot. VVFL, which is very, very faint line.
Or sometimes VVVVVFL.
VVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVVV
And so it was so funny that you did it at 2:30 in the morning, and we were so in shock that I was in shock that you did it right then.
And well, I really had to pee, and
we're like, we might as well. We have all these sticks.
Well, you're supposed to do it your first pee of the day.
Right. Well, your first pee of the day probably shouldn't be at 2 in the morning.
Right. But I had already been in bed since like...
Oh, no. I mean, it was fine to do it, but I was just like shocked that it was positive, shocked that it was positive immediately, shocked that you did it, shocked that it was 2 in the morning.
Yeah. So Karine was like standing there like without her glasses on.
Like holding the pee stick up to my face.
And I was just like, don't say anything. Put it on the counter. We're going back to bed.
So like, I just didn't
want to talk about it. I was like in shock.
So then we went back to bed, and then you peed again?
Yeah,
like
then I got up again to pee again at like 6 something.
I mean, we should have known you were going to be positive because of how much you pee.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like,
I just still
peeing
just was
like a lot
hard
of
to
peeing.
Believe. And then, yeah, I peed again, and it was like a little bit darker. But again, almost instantly positive. So then again, I was like, we're not talking about it.
So that was Saturday night into Sunday.
That was Christmas Eve.
And then, so, but the first one you did at 2:30 in the morning was like Saturday night into Sunday morning or Sunday
Christmas
night?
Eve.
It was Sunday night into Monday morning.
No, 2:30 in the morning is already that day. It was
okay,
Sunday.
So Saturday night into Sunday. So it was the, like,
we Christmas went to, was on Monday.
No,
Christmas
okay,
Eve is on
it.
Sunday.
Okay, never mind.
We peed on all the sticks.
So Sunday morning was, it was 6 a.m. when you did it Sunday morning.
Yeah.
And then you did it again on Christmas.
Yeah.
Okay.
I peed on 4 sticks on Christmas Eve and 1 stick on Christmas Day.
Okay.
So I peed at 2:30 on Christmas. I'm so glad everybody gets to hear about how many times I peed. I peed the 2:30 stick, the 6:30 stick. And then when I got, then I went back to bed again. And then I got up at like, what, I don't know what time it was, 10 or 11 or something. Like I just like slept forever. And then I was like, okay, Those were both positive. I'm going to do the fancy pack.
Was that on Christmas? I don't remember anymore.
No, we're still on Christmas Eve.
Okay.
So then I peed on the fancy regular pack. One, the fancy pack, like, but the one that was not digital. And it came out positive, which I expected. So then I like immediately peed on the digital one, which is the like confirm with this. And that one is the one, you know, they in general, I guess the digital ones aren't as sensitive. And they take forever to process. But what's nice about them is they just like on the screen are like pregnant, not pregnant. Versus like dealing with the lines, which can be kind of, which the lines can be kind of confusing. So the digital one like really did. It took like almost 5 minutes to process. Like it took a long time.
But it tells you that it's processing. It's
yeah, it has a cute little clock flashing on the screen.
Right. It's not just like, oh, is this thing on? And then all of a sudden it's positive.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, it's just like hanging out there flashing the little clock. And then it said pregnant. So then I took a picture of all the sticks and we sent it to our parents.
Right.
On a group text.
On Christmas Eve.
Saying, here's an early Christmas present. And then the only one that responded was David, my mom's boyfriend.
Right. And my mom, and my parents live around the corner. And so I was like, any minute now, they're going to be like banging the door down.
Nothing.
And then I call them. And then my mom like didn't even look at her phone yet. I was
and
like,
then
all the time.
Your dad answered and your dad was like, oh, yeah, I saw it.
I know. And he was happy.
Yeah, he was excited. No, but he's like, yeah, I saw it. But he was like excited, but he didn't respond.
He didn't respond to the text.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And then your mom was like, what? Why are you calling me? What is going on?
Yeah. And then we're like, look at your phone. Did you look at your phone? She's like, did you pee? I'm like, look at your phone. You're ruining it.
And then I called my mom and I figured because David was the first one to respond. So I was like, hey, hello. And she was like, hey, what's up? I was like, have you talked to David? Like, is he home? And she's like, yeah, he's right next to me. I'm like, well,
so everybody looked
like, have you looked at your phone? And she's like, I'm on my phone right now. I'm like, well, obviously, because I called you. And then I was like, will you go look at your texts? And then she was like screaming.
So everybody was excited.
And then my dad and then Jackie called while I was talking to my mom. That's my dad's wife. And their phones were like upstairs at their house charging.
So basically nobody did what they were supposed to do, which is call us immediately screaming. So Christmas Eve morning, we told some of our family. And it's just been so weird because like usually when you are trying to get pregnant, like people kind of know or whatever in like a typical situation. And then you wait, you know, the 3 months until you announce it to people.
Right.
Other than like your immediate, you know, family and close friends and stuff.
But even then, sometimes people don't.
Right. And then, right. And so it's just like, it's just been kind of interesting that we were like, we had to tell them because they know that we're doing IVF. And so, and obviously we have this podcast, so like everybody knows we're doing IVF.
Yeah. And we have, and you know, not that like our listeners aren't super important, but we've had some requests that pertinent information be communicated offline,
which is totally fair and valid
to
and like
family members
yeah
first,
which is like
before we share it on the pod,
which we were doing anyway, and so now we just have to, you know, we want to be a little more conscious of that. But like it's just funny that we told people because we have to tell them, otherwise we'd be like, oh, it didn't work, we have to do another round, like
right
everything
yeah
is so
like either way
open
yeah.
So it's like we didn't want to like blast it on Facebook necessarily, or, you know, we also wanted to talk about it on the podcast, like in a cliffhanger kind of way, because we also wanted to wait for the blood test to confirm it on that last Tuesday.
Yeah. Cause that's the thing. It's like, yes, like the sticks are pretty accurate. Like I think they say they're like 99.9% accurate or whatever, but at the same time, like, I don't know, there's still just a lot of things that can be going on. And, yeah, I just wanted to like hear it from the doctor.
So then on Tuesday they called us at like 1:15 or something.
Yeah. And I was picking up my lunch and like literally was like paying for getting my lunch. And I was walking around like all day with my headphones in my
ear for the call,
waiting for the call because I don't first world problems, but like often I don't feel my Apple Watch vibrating when someone's calling. And so, and then my phone doesn't buzz or anything. And I had it on silent. So I was like, okay, I'll wear my headphones in the office everywhere I go all day long.
And we weren't expecting them to call until at least like 4 or 4:30 because the nurse mentioned that that's when the doctor makes the phone calls. And he wasn't even the one to call. So I wonder if he maybe only calls when it's no.
Yeah, or I don't know if he didn't call because it was like the day after Christmas and he wasn't even in the office.
Yeah, or just, but like, know. So then another nurse, not even the nurse.
Yeah, I couldn't even hear, I still don't actually know who called.
I mean, it could have been
like,
anyone.
It was like, I was just like, it was in a restaurant. It was kind of loud. I was picking up my order and trying to pay. And I was like, oh my gosh, hold on a second. And she was just telling me all the information. And I literally was like, wait, please hold on. I have to go outside. Like, I'm in a restaurant.
So then Kate calls me and I had the week off of work. So then, you know, she called me and she's like, well, you know, they confirmed it.
Right. Cause our original plan was going to be like to conference call. And that just, like, did not happen.
Yeah.
Because I was, like, running out of the restaurant. And she said it all so fast. I was, like, off the phone in, like, 1 minute.
Right. So then, and we weren't even expecting it to happen at that time. We were expecting it to happen a few hours later. But then, like, so, you know, the 2-week wait or our 10 or 11 day wait is for the first HCG, which is the, I Googled it so I can, like, talk about it. And now I can't even pronounce what it is.
Oh, it's
the
like
human
so hard.
Chorionic gonadotropin level, but and then even this like site, it's like better known as HCG because like who the hell can pronounce that?
Yeah, so that's what the beta test is. That's
what the beta test is, and it's the pregnancy hormone that you don't. That's like what you're when you pee on the stick. It's a very like you know faint or there's traces of that hormone in your pee. It's more accurate to do it with the blood test. So they don't want you to do the pee test because they don't want you to get like a false negative
right.
and then be upset. And, you know, for some reason, maybe stop your hormones or stop taking your progesterone right. or whatever.
Or just getting yourself upset for nothing.
Yes.
Okay. And also, hold on, time out. So we also then found out when we were talking with Corrine's parents, your mom said something about like some expression about killing the rabbit.
Yeah.
And we were like, what are you talking about? And then I realized later I actually did read about this in that Expecting Better book, but it just like glossed over it because it's the weirdest thing. But so I guess like the home pregnancy test was invented like in the late 60s ish, but no one was really using it, and it wasn't really widely used until the 80s. But so prior to that point, the pregnancy test was they would take a urine sample, inject it into a rabbit's ear, and then wait, I don't know, a few days to a couple weeks to see if the rabbit's ovaries were enlarged from this hormone. And like to do that, they'd have to like kill the rabbit and dissect it. And then after seeing if the ovaries were enlarged, they'd be like, yeah, you're pregnant.
So all these rabbits had to die to tell people that they're pregnant.
Yeah. And your mom said that that's what she had to do to find out that she was pregnant with you.
Well, right. Because I was born in 78.
Yeah. But that was A, here in this country. And B, at that point, like it was almost entirely phased out. So I'm still like trying to figure out like what doctor she was going to that was still using it.
I mean, it was a doctor in San Francisco.
No,
she
I know,
going
but
to,
it's
like some podunk.
No,
like,
I know that's why it's so weird because, like basically all the reading I did was like by the early 80s, that was like completely phased out.
Yeah, but 78, it wasn't completely phased out. So.
Yeah, so it was just like so.
So we killed the rabbit.
Yeah,
all these
which
poor
I
rabbits.
Guess like, and that is also like a misnomer because like either way they had to kill the rabbit.
Oh,
so they
used, so
to,
they
say,
used to say only if you're pregnant they
kill yeah.
it. Yeah.
But, like, they had to kill it either way to see if the ovaries were enlarged.
How sad. Thank God now we just get to kill some sticks.
Yeah, it's so weird.
Sticks. I forgot where we were.
We were talking about the beta test.
Oh, the beta test. So the HCG test, which is the hormone that once killed a rabbit, now kills nothing. And that, so, you know, there's all this, like, buildup leading up to the first beta test. And, like, that's just, like, a baseline. Like, that's not even the most important thing that you're waiting for, because then 2 days later you have to go take another blood test.
Well, hold on, only if it's positive.
If obviously,
right,
if it's positive.
Well, if it's like over, right,
if
so if
positive,
you're showing any HCC
HCG
in your system, they will then retest you in 2 days. But like I think too, if it's like very very low, like if it's like a 5 or 6. I don't know if they.
I think they do because they want to see what's going on.
Oh, okay.
Because it, then if it doubles or if it drops out, like I think if it's, I think
if it's anything, they do the testing.
I'm almost positive. Oh. Yes. Because especially if it's very low, they want to make sure. And if you did a trigger shot, then they want to make sure that that like,
oh, is out of your system.
And they want to get a real baseline. So in any case, 2 days later, I think if it's like, there's none in there, then they don't want to.
Oh, but zero. Yeah. Okay. So my first day was 280, which honestly, the numbers are pretty arbitrary.
Yeah, it doesn't really mean anything.
It doesn't mean
but
anything.
But 2 days later, it needs to at least double to, that is a properly progressing.
Right. Like, she did say, though, anything over 50 was really great. So
for
280.
Your first beta.
For your first beta. So
and then 280 was good. And then they want it to at least double. And so on the second, or in the second beta, or whatever, H beta test, I guess it's still a beta.
Yeah.
Is yours rose to 715.
Right.
Which means that you're fine and that you're pregnant.
Yep.
Yay.
So at that point,
we did it. Congrats.
At that point, they officially confirmed. And then on that day, so I was working from home that day. Kareen was not working because she had the week off. So we were here and we were like, oh, well, I went for my blood work at the same exact time, 7:30 in the morning. So we're like, oh, we'll probably hear around 1-ish again, just like we did on Tuesday. And it was the longest day of our lives.
Every time there was like a car honking outside, we like answered our phone.
We like were jumpy
because we're in a bad mood because what's taking
really
them so
cranky.
Long? Maybe this means it's bad news.
It was, and everybody was, and which we very much appreciated. But like every single person we've ever talked to in our lives called or texted to be like, "Have you heard anything yet?"
Right, I know. And we're like, "No, we'll tell you."
I was like, "I promise."
But it's just so, it's like everybody always talks about the first beta test, and nobody tells you that that one's like not even as important. I mean, it is obviously. It's right. if you didn't pee on the stick, then that is what tells you you're pregnant. So yes, obviously it's important, but like it could, so much can happen in those 2 days that if it doesn't double, then it means that you're, you know, either you can have like an ectopic pregnancy or just a chemical, like you can, all these right. things can happen. So doubling is the more important than what it was to begin with.
And wait, tiny thing I forgot. On Wednesday, it was like towards the end of the day. I was also working from home that day. And my phone rang, and it was the clinic calling, and I freaked out. You were walking the dogs or something. You weren't in the house. And I freaked out because I was like, why are they calling? And I was like, oh, my God, something's wrong. Like, they got the numbers wrong or something. And in reality, it was our super sweet nurse just calling because she had just gotten back into town. She wasn't in the clinic on Tuesday. And she was like, the first thing I did when I got in this morning was check for your results. And I just haven't had a chance to call you all day. She's like, but I'm just so excited for you. And I was like, ah.
You're like, couldn't you just text me? Like, why did you have to like
send me a message on the portal? But then she also was adding my thyroid blood work for the next day. So that's why she was calling.
Right, but she also could have just done that and not emailed you.
She, as I think we've mentioned many times, is like the sweetest, most energetic. Like, we love having her because she's just like always positive, always so sweet. And so she's like, I'll call you, you know, as soon as I get the results on Thursday. So, you know, we're waiting. And now it's like after 4. And, you know, the clinic closes at 5. And I just was like, this isn't good. Like, something's wrong.
Right. Right.
And so then they finally call. And I put it on speakerphone. And it's our nurse. And she, like, doesn't sound happy. And which was weird. I think we both just kind of, like, freaked out.
Right. Yeah.
Like, it just, she sounded like so, so morose. And so she was like, okay, sorry, I was just pulling up your file. So I have really great news.
I mean, we're like, can you not have done that before you got on the phone? Like, why do you have to sound like death becomes her?
She just had like distracted computer voice.
I know. And she's like, great, it's 7:15. You know, you have to do all these things. And we're like, whoa. Okay, wait, what?
Yeah. So I like literally blacked out.
So we're pregnant.
Yep, we're officially pregnant, and currently we're about 5 weeks along, but when we go back for our first ultrasound, they'll be able to measure the, I guess it's like an, it's still an embryo, measure it, and then we'll have like a true gestational age.
Yeah, because I was, you know, there's all these like calculators and like all these things that you can do to figure out what the gestational age is, because we like to, you know, is it the size of a poppy seed or is it the size of a sesame seed or like whatever? And so it's hard to tell because you have to, like, it's not really like from when the transfer was and when the egg retrieval was, and then it like was 5 days and, you know, it got frozen at day 5 or 6. We're not sure. So it's like basically right now we're about 5 weeks pregnant.
Yeah. Cause like once they, so I guess we skipped over that, but like, so our next step is we go in, and normally you go in 2 weeks after your positive betas, for the ultrasound when they detect the, hopefully detect a heartbeat, but we will be in Hawaii.
Right. Next week, we're going to record this podcast from Hawaii. So don't be jealous.
We're going to Hawaii.
Maybe next week we should do a video version.
Oh yeah, maybe.
On the lanai.
We are going to celebrate Kareen's birthday.
Well, my birthday's in May, but we're going next week to celebrate early with another couple who's also turning 40 in 2018. And yeah, they graciously and excitedly invited us to go with them on this trip.
Yeah, so it should be fun. But the but our appointment fell dab smack in the middle of that. So we have to wait an extra week.
Isn't it smack dab?
Did I say dab smack?
Yeah.
Yeah, smack dab.
It's like gobsmacked.
Yeah. I'm pretty tired.
Well, you had a fun weekend of like drinking.
Oh, yeah. Back to that.
Drinking LaCroix.
Yeah. I did have one glass of champagne at midnight because at this point, the baby or embryo or whatever you want to call it is not feeding off of me.
And it was the tiniest glass ever, and it gave you a headache immediately.
Oh my God, it did. So I was so mad. It was really, really good champagne though. We had been saving this bottle for when we found out we were pregnant,
yeah,
which I realized sounds...
Caroline and Dan sent it to us like months ago.
They sent it to us when we decided, or when we started the process.
So in like September.
And then for some reason, I'm weird about wine. Like, if somebody gives me a really special bottle, I have a very hard time drinking it.
Save it to the ends of the earth, which is like the exact opposite of
what
you're
supposed to drink and enjoy it. But I just like have to have it be like, I don't know. So we kept saving it. And then even though we found out last week that we were pregnant, I still was like, let's just save it for New Year's Eve.
Well, no, because we were like going to do it after the second beta. And then I was like, okay, so you'll have a glass or whatever, and then I'll finish the rest of the bottle. And Kate was like, absolutely not. Let's take it with us.
Yeah,
to
I was
this,
like, that
like
seems...
weekend with other people so that you're not shit faced on this like bottle of champagne that you have to finish by yourself.
Yeah.
Which,
I'm like, this is
fine.
Too nice. I mean, it would have been a nice bottle to have.
It was delicious. It was so really great.
It was a rosé.
But then champagne. You drink it and immediately felt sick.
I did feel sick. I just immediately had a headache.
So maybe that is like, you're just not going to drink for the rest of your pregnancy.
I guess. But it was really delicious.
I mean, not that you're going to like a binge drinker, but
no.
I mean, here and there,
not a big
but not if it gives you a headache. What's the point?
Yeah, it was like, but yeah, so I had like I had a couple of friends texting saying like, happy last fun New Year's. And I was like, not really. Like, I was sober the whole weekend.
Right, like I had a fun New Year's, but your last fun New Year's
was last year,
before we
unbeknownst to me, and I had the flu.
Oh yeah, that was a crazy time.
Ugh.
But then we went to Vegas after that, so that was fun.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
Now we're like circling back at the beginning of this episode. Well, my weekend was fun, and then we played Heads Up, so it was all good.
Well, that was funny because, like, as I think happens for most people on New Year's Eve, you peak way too early.
Right. Like
everybody peaked at nine-ish.
Yeah. No, it was even earlier than that. But then we were like, okay, at 9 o'clock, like, what are we going to do? Should we go outside? Should we like flip?
Oh, yeah. There were talks of like, oh, let's go to the, down to the beach. And I was like, oh God,
it's
no,
so
it is
cold.
Too cold.
It was pretty freezing.
And we shouldn't even complain because as oh my God, everyone
the East
knows,
Coast
like,
was ridiculous.
Sorry, East Coasters, with
oh my
your,
God,
like,
negative
feels
three.
Like negative three. I don't even know
so
what those numbers mean.
We were watching, you know, the ball drop and, like, CNN. We were watching all the terrible things on TV, and we were just, like, did not know what to do with ourselves. And, you know, my friend Carrie was like, I'm
like
just going to take
asleep.
A nap. We're going to go outside. And Kate, out of nowhere, sober Kate, after she finished cooking everybody dinner, she... all of a sudden, without even asking, just whips out that game, heads yeah. up.
Ellen's game.
And just like...
I was like, we're doing playing it.
I guess for people who don't know, the purpose of the game is, you know, it's like charades or like taboo.
Taboo,
like you put your phone on your head facing the audience, you know, your friends, and there's a word on there that they have to try to get you to guess without... them they obviously can't say the word, so they can act it out.
Although,
or say things like it.
the first one
nobody knows
how to do
it. I put it
up to my head and I was like, okay, let's go, like, and like everybody pretty much knew how to play the game, and then somebody just yells out snail
and we're like, no.
I was like, no, you're supposed to get me to guess.
And then we're like, oh, got it.
Oh,
so
God,
but
that
anyway
was so
that
funny.
Like got us into
yeah, we got. I was crying at some point. I was laughing so
we were
hard.
Laughing
I was
so hard, and it was like 2 hours later. So then, by the time we're kind of wrapped that up, it was already 11.
Yeah.
So it was perfect. So Kate saved the day without
so
even
apparently
asking.
Apparently, that's what I.
I think the trick, as I mentioned last night, was the trick is to not even ask, like, "Hey, do you guys want to play
yeah.
heads up?" or "Hey, do you want to play this?" No, you just whip your phone out and do it, and
yeah.
then, I mean, I think the moral of the story is that Ellen DeGeneres should sponsor the podcast.
Yeah, I agree.
I think that's what the obvious conclusion to this is.
100%.
So, Ellen, call me. You have my number.
The baby will play.
No, she doesn't.
You wish.
I know.
God, you couldn't even, like, not laugh at that
I know,
for one
I'm
second.
Laughing at myself.
Also, I think we should go away every weekend because our dogs couldn't be more sacked out.
They're just lying in a pile of blankets and they have not made a peep. And one of the cats that they don't know exists always and that they always bark at, is sitting right next to me. We basically live in a zoo, and it's a very delicate balance of like who's gonna bark or meow or do something annoying first. And right now everybody is so sacked out, including Kate and I, that nobody's moving. We're just sitting on this.
Olive's dreaming. Her mouth is twitching.
Well, nobody can see it because it's not a video podcast. So anyway, Kate, now that you're pregnant, how do you feel?
Everybody keeps asking me. I feel the same as I did before I found out. It's very surreal. I think that anybody who has been pregnant before would agree. Like, as we mentioned, that at this point, this embryo is anywhere between the size of a poppy seed to an apple seed. So, as I still like to say, it's literally something that could be stuck between your teeth.
But in a few weeks, like, we'll hear the heartbeat.
Yeah, I
like,
think
is it
that
feel more real
when it'll settle in. Like right now, it just feels like very surreal and weird.
Yeah, I mean, we talk about it every week that it's like you're just waiting and waiting and waiting. Like
yeah.
you're waiting for to take the pregnancy test, and then you're waiting for the beta to double, and then you're
yeah.
waiting for the ultrasound, and then you're waiting for this, and it's like. We're in that wait, and I don't know. I feel like I have not yet wrapped my head around it, and that we're gonna have a baby, that you're pregnant, so we're gonna have to deal with the pregnancy, then we're gonna have to deal with the birth of the baby, then we're gonna have to deal with like raising the baby. Like, there's just a lot of stuff that's about to happen.
Yeah,
and
well,
you know,
and like,
but at the same time, like my cousin is like already giving us like their old baby stuff.
Yeah,
and like
and I think like for me, I just still now as I've said before, like every milestone. I allow myself to like get a little bit more excited, I guess. So like now we're in a place that like, I think really once I hear the heartbeat and you get to start seeing something on an ultrasound, it's going to start to feel a lot more real.
Yeah, I think that's true. I mean, a lot more real because right now
like
you
a
can't
lot...
even like feel anything.
No,
you other can't. Other than like cramps and tiredness.
Right. And like,
but
there's
that could
still,
be anything.
You know, obviously knock on wood, but there's still a lot that can happen. Like,
yeah,
just, you know,
I mean, I think it's nice that we like alleviated some of those concerns by doing the PGS testing and that we, you know, that the embryo was perfect, whatever. So we
yeah.
have like some, you know, of that stress of like, is this going to work? Because a lot of miscarriages happen when
yeah,
something is abnormal with the embryo.
Yeah.
Like we know
your hormone levels are off. And like, obviously like my, hormones are being like heavily monitored.
And right. And the embryo was a perfect embryo. There was nothing chromosomally wrong with it. Even with all that, obviously shit can go down and like it can,
of course, you know,
the pregnancy, something can go wrong. So there is still, you know, a lot of stuff that can happen. And it's like, and I don't know if when people have, when people get pregnant naturally or whatever, like, do they have all these concerns about it not working?
Yeah. 100%.
I mean, I'm sure they do, but it's like, I wonder if there's like
a, like, super secure until you're like out of your first trimester. And that's when people, most people don't tell people until after the first trimester.
Cause I wonder, I was,
you don't start showing until like months 3 and 4.
Right. So then you kind of have to like,
so you have to say something.
Yeah. Or just pretend. But like, but what I was thinking is like, is, do we have an added like stressor over this whole thing? Because it's such a pain. It's not like we like go to the bedroom and like try to have a kid. Like this is like there's so much that goes into this. We only have like 2 more embryos. Like there's so much
of that kind of stuff. Yeah.
So I wonder if that. Oh, laundry's done. I don't know if you can hear that.
God. Something to do after this.
We need a studio.
Hey, remember how you were like, we are so good. We don't. Even
I know.
Need to
and
do
then
it.
Like either we have dogs barking or like a laundry buzzer buzzing. Anyway, but like I wonder if. I don't know if, why, but I guess you're right. Obviously, otherwise people would just like announce it the minute they peed on the stick. They would announce it. So they always are waiting for something to happen. But like, it feels like an extra layer of like stress because we trying again means like
doing this all over,
sinking money into it, trying like, you know,
injections for days. Oh, that's a question I've been getting a lot. Everybody's like, oh, you must be so excited. You get to stop your injections. Nope.
No, you like never get to stop the injections.
You have to keep doing them until they detect a heartbeat. And again, luckily for me, since we are going to be gone, I get to do them an extra week.
Oh, that blows. But the doc, but she like she gave you a note.
Oh yeah, I found out. I didn't
even
think about this. So like this. Oh, this is where we'll end things. But like, so once we got that positive, I then had a list of like 800 questions for her about like what I still can and can't do and whatever and like. They're like, oh, flying is completely fine. It's like no big deal. But she's like, you need to have a letter that says you are flying with injectables and needles.
Because you're going to put in your carry-on.
Because she's like, you absolutely cannot check your meds. You have to carry them on. Like, you know, you don't want them to get lost. And so she's like, you have to have this letter to go through security. And I was like, oh my God, I didn't even think about that.
So, you're just going to walk in with like a handful of syringes?
I mean, no, but like, I just like didn't think about it. Like,
I regret nothing.
Like, I just figured like, you're like, oh, these are my meds or something. Like you would just tell them, but like, I didn't know you needed like a doctor's note.
Yeah, I'm probably for like the syringes, especially.
So I have to have that. And then other fun things. So like, they do tell you, you know, during your initial like few weeks after transfer that you can't go into... You can't take a bath. You can't be submerged basically from the waist down. So you can't go into a hot tub. That's for like temperature reasons because you don't want to cook things. But you also can't take a bath or like go in a pool or go in the ocean or whatever. So I was like, hey, it's been though a few weeks. Like, does that still apply? And she was like, oh, I got to check with the doctor.
Right. So then she left you hanging with that. Like, we're going to Hawaii. Can I go into the ocean question?
And then she wrote back and she's like, I'm so sorry, but he really wants you to like not.
And it's not that, I mean, it's because there's like a possible risk of infection.
Yeah, it's just they're worried about infection and like, I'm probably fine, but they just are really concerned.
I mean, what does submerged mean? Is it like sitting there for a long time or can you like dunk yourself and get out?
I mean, I probably could dunk myself and get out, but like, I think submerging is like the problem, like sitting there and sitting there and sitting there.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't know.
I mean, right. Well, we can see what happens. I mean, you can go up to your thighs, too, and just kind of splash around.
Yeah. But now I'm going to, I told Corrine, I want to have, like, a shirt or, like, a sign or just yell loudly that, like, I have a doctor's note for why I can't go into the water because I don't want to look like one of those weird people that, like, won't go in the ocean.
Who's, like, scared of the...
Yeah, because like... I love going in the ocean and I just, like, don't want to look like that weirdo that's, like...
No
not
offense
weirdo.
To all you people
Sorry,
who don't like
ocean
to go
folks.
To the ocean.
Okay, take back weirdo. That wasn't very nice. People who seem ocean adverse.
Right. Well, they're but who still go to the ocean.
Yeah.
Or who still go to the beach. And you're like, why are you here?
Yeah, and you're like fully clothed.
Yeah. But I mean, a lot of people just like to sit on the beach and sit in the shade.
Yeah. Well, that was the other thing. The nurse was really cute. She's like, hopefully you can just like sit like in relax and sunbathe. And then in parentheses, she's like, with sunscreen on, of course.
And then she's like, and drink a virgin pina colada.
And I was like,
you're not making this any better.
I was like, I think you just made that worse.
I guess.
Yeah, so no horseback riding, no zip lining, no snorkeling.
The point of this vacation and the couple who we're going with, like, we're all super into, like,
yes,
chilling.
This is going to be relaxing. This is luckily, like, we've done all of those things.
In our lifetime.
In Hawaii. Yeah.
I haven't. I've only been there once.
Okay, but you've done those things in Costa Rica.
You've been ziplining.
You've been horseback riding.
Oh, yeah, I don't care.
I've been ziplining in Hawaii. Like, we've done all these things. Like, we've been on big hikes. Oh, that was the other thing. No big hikes. And so, like, luckily, this was a trip already planned to be basically doing nothing.
I mean, we've been,
like, an off-the-grid chill trip.
Yes, and we've been mapping out, like, places we want to eat and, like, places we want to go, like,
I'm just basically going to be eating, like, shave ice every day.
Right. And so it's not like we're like, oh, now we're going to, like, climb to the top of this volcano. Like, it's not going to be that kind of trip anyway. So I think, like, sitting on the beach, reading. Plus, we're going to have, like, I mean, there's four of us. So if a couple people want to go do one thing
and
a couple people don't,
it's
going
to
be one of those.
Oh, yeah. Like, if everybody wanted to go ziplining, like, I obviously would just chill.
Well, you wouldn't be mad about it either.
I mean, no, I wouldn't be mad about it, but in my
mind,
like, I
would prop you up with some shaved ice and you can take pictures.
I know. Just leave me to Instagram my shave ice.
Take pictures of us ziplining.
What?
Anyway.
I don't think that works. You're, like, in the jungle.
Next week, we will be in Hawaii.
Aloha.
Aloha to us and to you. Please leave us a rating or a review on iTunes and on Facebook. We're also on Stitcher and on Google Play. We love the feedback.
Yeah, and totally still, we just received over the weekend, somebody else threw up our website at an Apple store.
Oh, yeah. So we have to send them some swag. So please keep doing that.
So, yeah.
That's awesome.
So now we've had Boston, New York, and where else?
Portland. And I forgot where else.
Oh, well, San Francisco.
Yeah. Oh, right. When I did it at the Target as an example. So, yes.
Yeah, let's keep that going. Can we get to all 50 states? Let's find an Apple store in Honolulu.
And put the Gaia Show. And then we'll make, like, a collage of all the Apple store Gaia Show and Birth websites. Mm-hmm. And then we'll make it into a contest. Follow us on Instagram, on Facebook at Gaia Show and Birth. You can also send us your questions by emailing us at gaiashowandbirth@gmail.com or tweet us at showonbirth. And we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Well, that's all right, Mama. That's all right for you. That's all right, Mama. Just any way you do it, that's all right. That's all right.